Welcome to episode 16 of the 5-Minute Mayberry Devotional entitled Bringing People Together. In today's episode, we're going to go back to episode 11 of the Andy Griffith Show and look at the Christmas story, and we want to look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Today's episode is a very familiar one. We start off in the Mayberry Courthouse and Jail with the jail packed out. Barney enters in with some Christmas cards, and as Andy and Barney look through them, Barney finds one from the Hubacher brothers, who send Andy and Barney their family card, up in state prison. We also see that Barney gets a card from Hilda May, to which Andy picks at Barney a little bit, for her calling him Barney Parney Poo. Aunt B calls the courthouse, and we learn of a Christmas party that is going on that night. Barney tells Andy that he won't be able to make it to the party because of the prisoners. After some quick thinking, Andy realizes that jail is kind of for teaching the prisoners, which makes it like a school, and everyone knows that students get out of school for Christmas. This clears the way for Barney to attend the Christmas party, until, of course, Ben Weaver walks in making a citizen's arrest on Sam Muggins for moonshining. Andy has to put Sam behind bars for Christmas away from his family. But after some quick thinking by Andy, Sam's family is arrested too, for their part in being accessories to Sam's moonshining. Then Andy moves the Christmas party into the jail, which causes more frustration for Ben. As everyone continues to have the Christmas party in the jail, we see that Ben starts to feel left out. He tries a couple times, unsuccessfully, to get himself arrested so he can be a part of the festivities. When everyone gets finished decorating the tree, we see Andy and Ellie seeing away in a manger, and Barney slips out the back door to see if he can find Santa Claus. The scene turns to one of the jail cells, where we see Ben spying on the occupants of the courthouse and singing along with them. After Santa shows up, Ben falls off the box he was standing on, and Andy goes to see what the noise was. He discovers Ben lying on the ground, and after a short discussion, he figures out that Ben is just wanting to be part of the group. A few minutes later, Andy brings Ben in to have him arrested. When they search Ben's suitcase, they find presents for everyone at the party. Ben writes it off as just grabbing the wrong things, but everyone sees that Ben is just being generous. Ben is quickly accepted as Aunt Bee brings him a big plate of food and Ellie gives him some eggnog. The episode ends with everybody slowly leaving the courthouse and Andy waking up Sam to let him know it's time to go home. When Sam reminds him of the moonshining charge, they look for the jug and they find it, but it's empty. The jug had been in the cell with Ben, and from the looks of it, Ben had taken just a little bit for a little pick-me-up. The part of the episode I want to look at as an illustration is the part where Andy arrests Sam's wife, Bess, and their two kids. While you might not think of this as being a teachable illustration, we can see that Andy's intentions were good and that at no time they were meant for evil. He arrests them as being accomplices to Sam, since they knew about Sam's moonshining. Sam had made the comment before that he hated to think of his family spending Christmas alone without him. So Andy uses this opportunity to bring Sam's family together. And another reason Andy does it is, well, just to get on Ben's last nerve. Our scripture today comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Paul is writing, encouraging Christians to gather together. Believers appeared to be absent from the church fellowship, and Paul tells them by getting together they can stir up love and good works. When you're a member of a good church and you attend frequently, don't you feel much better? If you have to miss a service for some reason or another, don't you feel bad about it? Do you really miss it? During this pandemic, many churches closed their doors to in-house worship. Online worship, Zoom meetings, Facebook videos, and YouTube videos became the norm for quite a few. But when you got to come back to the church, didn't you feel much better? Even with the rules set down, it felt so good to be back in church. With Sam Muggins in jail, Andy saw a need with Bess and her kids. So Andy did what he needed to do to make sure that they were taken care of. Being away from family at times is necessary sometimes, but doesn't getting back together stir up that love that Paul writes about? If you haven't been to church in a while, even before the pandemic, wouldn't now be a wonderful time to go back? The Christmas season is such a beautiful time. The churches are decorated beautifully. The songs ring out the joy of the holiday season. And fellowship always seems so much sweeter during this time. If you do as Paul writes, meet together, join back in the fellowship that is the church family, you will feel a love stirred up in yourself, and you yourself will be encouraged by others, or you will be an encouragement for others. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. While there's only one Christmas episode of the Andy Griffith Show, my plan is for next Wednesday, I want to look at the episode again and see what other illustrations that we can take away from it. So we'll see you next week, and thanks for listening.